what do people can do to improve their individual physical and mental self-sovereignty beyond Bitcoin and self-custody, which we'll talk about?
What do you mean?
Self-sovereignty goes, I think, beyond just stacking sats, probably. In a situation in Lebanon, you know, you maybe there were people around you, not the many, but the few who somehow, through some sort of form of luck or skill, came through this financial collapse. Maybe a few of them were, because they were in this commodity business, they did well, or this service, or they were in this gang, or they had Bitcoin or something else. But you still have to kind of live in the physical environment and have, like you were saying, mental health to come back or rise from these things.
Yeah, man, this was you know, human support. You know, everybody had to support one another. Just when somebody thought they were going to break down and give up, you know, you'd have others rally and, you know, try to comfort them and lift them up and boost them, try to distract, you know, their attention from all these dark thoughts and what have you. But it's very difficult. I mean, there are a lot of folks that I grew up with that I knew that are unfortunately not here anymore because of everything that that unfolded. I don't talk about this too much because, you know, like, there's no point of it. It's too dark and it's not going to make much of a difference. Just, you know, bringing back all these dark memories. But, you know, people learned many skills. I learned many skills. I learned how to cut hair. You know, I learned a little bit of plumbing. I learned how to change tires, you know, like become a bit of a mechanic. Like, there's a lot of things that you think you will never do. I'm a tech guy. Like, I had no business changing tires or learning how to fix a car engine or, you know, turning such tools into different, you know, different utility factors, right? But you learn all of these things because, you know, it's survival tactics, like how to turn a wrench into a weapon type of thing, you know, like how to use that for that. People had to adapt. Like, we had to become chameleons in everyday life in order to survive. Because you never knew when the next threat was going to come. And in those first months, there was no Bitcoin anywhere. Like, nobody knew this thing even existed. It was, find me cash in order to trade it for a piece of bread or some fruits and vegetables to feed my kids. It was like imminent needs. Nobody was thinking about saving or investing or anything. It's like, I need to eat by 6 p.m. Let's figure something out to get something, and then we'll split it amongst everybody that's here. That's really, you know, how everybody was rallying together. And so 9 months of hell. And then, you know, when I discovered, you know, when I one day I just sat down in front of the computer again and just decided just to disconnect, and I came across that video, I don't know, man, like, I think my past career just, you know, came back to me, and it just, you know, I just felt alive for like those 30 seconds. And I had to watch that video many times because, you know, like, in my mental state, I couldn't trust, like, if I was being delusional, right? Because I was so desperate that anything sounded like good news. And so this is why, you know, I sat down, watched it several times, and then, you know, then it just clicked. And that's when, you know, the whole rabbit hole unfolded. But, you know, starting your life on a Bitcoin standard when everybody around you has no idea what that is and has no interest in learning about anything except where the next meal is coming from, that is, you know, like trying to run up Mount Everest, you know, when you've had no training whatsoever. So it's, but, you know, I'm living proof that even under the most seemingly impossible conditions, when there's a strong enough will, bit by bit, you can lift yourself up and you can rebuild your life. And once you do, you become a completely different human being. I mean, like, Tony 1.0 before the collapse is not the same person sitting in front of you here having this conversation. I was very successful in the past, like fiat successful, very successful. I ran 3 companies, extremely successful. I was essentially retired. So I was living the life of someone who's not worried about money. And then you go from that to what I just described, flatlined, homeless, having to figure things that I've never done before out. And so now money means nothing to me, right? Like, now when I discovered all of this, I'm completely desensitized to money. I don't give a shit about money at all. Even with the work that I do now, I don't do it to get rich. I have a sense of purpose now that goes way above and beyond any form of currency that you can possibly offer me. My mission here, my currency, is the separation of money and state. I know who's responsible for these attacks. I know who's responsible for the evil in this world. And I'm going to do whatever I can in order to put an end to it, if I can. And the way I'm going to do this is by arming as many people as possible with the knowledge and intellect to protect themselves and opt out of the very system that is causing all of this, right? We can't go to war with these people. This is an octopus that has grown far and wide beyond anybody's capabilities, you know, like physical capabilities. So the only way to defeat it is to render it irrelevant. And the only way I know how to do this is by like refusing to use its product. You opt out of the dollar, you opt out of the fiat currency, you pretend it doesn't exist now that we have a viable option that allows us to do this. So as of 2009, that entire world became optional as far as I'm concerned. You don't have to live in it. Of course, it's a bit of a workout depending on where you are to get to this level of conviction, but it is possible. And I and millions of other people are living proof of it. And once you live in that new future, nothing phases you anymore. You know, like you develop the sense of fearlessness because now you know that they can't confiscate you. They can't shut you down. They can't debase you. You don't give a shit about what they're doing. Whatever they say, whatever they babble about, whatever they try to regulate, it doesn't matter. You are no longer living in that world when you understand Bitcoin truly for its essence and you just decide to walk forward, right? So there's a lot to unpack here, but really, like, I'm trying to sum up the transition between someone who has done really well in a fiat world, collapsed through reasons that have nothing to do with his failure, and then rebuilt himself in a way that past can no longer affect them.
Yeah, I'm really trying to process all that, you know, the ride and the journey of being very successful in the way everyone sort of denominates or sort of categorizes. I mean, we can call it the fiat world, but that's everyone else's world for the most part. I mean, Bitcoin adoption is very low.
Of course.
And I can't imagine a fall from grace, even of not my own fault. I'd still have really, you know, the weight of my world, of the world on my shoulders, and my pride would probably be wounded. And I get sort of the idea of like money means nothing now because we're in this weird economy or being that traditional world, but it can screw with people and through no fault of your own, you're in this position and now but then you find Bitcoin. To go from finding Bitcoin on a video, it sounds like to the mission and conviction you have now. I mean, I kind of want to hear more about that journey, but well, I can only imagine also, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like, I can only imagine then my family being like, wow, we were whatever you want to call it, let's call it rich. Now we're poor. And now we're on our way back to stabilization again. And dad, this is kind of crazy what you're talking about. We just want to be back to normal. Like now you're talking about not even going back to normal when we get upright. You're talking about taking on the world and this new mission and Bitcoin standard. And what does that mean? You know, and were they on board? Yeah, it's really interesting.
Man, there's no normal anymore when your life collapses in such a way. If you survive it, there's no way you remain the same human being. You know, like there's a saying that when you die, you are free, right? Mm. So back then, I died. And when that happened, I became free. Mm. Free of all the lies and the bullshit that I've been fed since the day I was born. This is something that to this day, too many people don't comprehend. They don't understand what money is. They don't understand who's behind the money that they're slaving for. They don't understand that they're being exploited on a daily basis, no matter where you are in this world, if you're using that product. Like for them, like this sounds like crazy talk because their turn hasn't come yet, right? I mean, a lot of people complain high prices, you know, too much taxes, blah, blah, all that shit. But that belongs to a club that has created this system specifically for the exploitation of everyone that uses it. It's not by fluke that things are expensive, that, you know, everybody knows what the word inflation means now all of a sudden. It's like 20 years ago, nobody even knew that word, right? Now everybody talks about it because it's like inflation, 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 because now they can't buy anything, right? So Pain causes you to learn things very, very quickly. And so once you understand who is fueling this world of pain and evil, that rabbit hole becomes endless. I was never a historian. After my collapse, I started reading things that you can't possibly, pay me to read previously. The wars, why they happened. Now all the pieces start to fit together, right? Like, how is a war possible? Well, it's possible when it's a business, a profitable business. How is it funded? A money printer. Who controls that bloody money printer? Aha! Well, now we know where the origins are. Now connect the dots everywhere else, right? And so once you go down that rabbit hole and you absorb all that information and you factually prove it as a human being, why would you willingly keep yourself in that world, right? When you know you have an option.